I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
One singer who heard the sounds of the civil rights movement was Fontella Bass from St. Louis. She has walked a lifelong line between sacred and secular music, having sung in churches, traveling shows, and blues clubs. Rescue Me from 1965 is her best known song.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Rescue me, I want your tender charm, cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Oh, I need you.
Well, Raynard Minor, one of the writers, was in the studio, and I had stopped in, and he was doing this song, so I came in the door, because I love you, because I want you. You know, he said, yeah, that's it. You know, that's it. Even in the studio, when we recorded Rescue Me, I had lined out the lyrics on a scrap of paper, and it fell to the floor. And, you know, the band was playing live at that time, and I didn't want to stop the tape. So that's how, And then in the end, Billy said, no, let's keep it there. Let's keep it there. And that's what we did.
Can't you see that I'm lonely?
If you just saw those words, rescue me, you might say, that's got to be gospel. You're asking the Lord for forgiveness and to be brought back to the right side of life. But it's a secular song. It's a song about a man and a woman.
Yeah, and I was being rescued from a lot of things at that time, because in the musical world, you know, we had a lot of alcoholics also. And me just being poor and trying to make it and trying to do music, then we had a lot of things going on, the Vietnam War. I mean, you know, that was the start of Martin Luther King. I mean, you know, the movement, the Watts riots. I mean, everything was going down at that time.
What were your impressions of Martin Luther King?
Well, at first, you know, the peace. Because I was more on the Black Panther side.
And what's your memory of actually meeting MLK in all this? What were your impressions of him as a man?
Oh, I was very proud of him. He was a very soft-spoken man to me in real life.
When you hear what I'm gonna say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away.
As an entertainer, did you feel like you could help the civil rights movement, or did they pull on you to get involved, or did you just kind of, you know?
No, I didn't get involved. I thought I could get my message through the music. Mm-hmm. I used my music as another venue, you know, to deal with the problems of the world.
I'm talking about freedom, 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 freedom. I'm talking about
you moved with your husband to Paris for a little while here in the late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
When you came back to the U.S., you did a record with the folks out of Shreveport, Paula Records.
Yeah, Stan Lewis.
And the record literally is just called Free.
Well, that was my part of the movement. You know, everything was still going strong then. Mm-hmm. Just to be free for a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go down by the river, sit down, try to rest my mind, clear my mind.
I think I'll go down by the river. Gonna sit down and try to rest my mind.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.